The review of the news from the war in Iraq, desert sandstorms have slowed but not stopped U.S. and British military operations. That's according to generals who spoke to reporters today at U.S. Central Command in Doha, Qatar. They said about 1,400 missions will be flown against Iraq today. The generals also said U.S. infantry units outside Baghdad are preparing for their assault against Iraq's troops protecting the capital. Joseph Cerencioni is director of nonproliferation at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He's been following the military action and efforts to disarm Saddam Hussein. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of the military action so far?
Well, as the general said this morning, and as Pentagon spokesmen have been telling us, we're still on track. We are still early in the conflict. But also, as most observers have noted, this is not what we expected. It was clear that Secretary Rumsfeld was hoping for a very early either decapitation strike or surrender. That did not happen. Saddam seems entrenched in power, still controlling his forces. These guerrilla tactics are also somewhat unexpected and I think are taking a much higher toll than people thought. It's complicating U.S. operations that we do not have any safe areas. We do not have any secure areas yet. Even as we advance all the way up to Baghdad, our rear is not secure. This makes senior military leaders, and retired and active, very uncomfortable.
You figure they had not counted on the irregulars we're hearing about?
The irregulars and the staunch resistance and the tactics that Saddam seems to have adopted, ordering the regular forces, not the Republican Guard, but the regular forces that were supposed to be surrendering en masse by now. We've had only 3,000 surrender instead of 30,000. Ordering them to take off their uniforms, adopt civilian clothes, and carry out operations behind enemy lines. Our military is understandably upset about this. Thinks it's not sort of fair, not the proper way to conduct a war. Unfortunately, it seems to be very effective. I think there's no doubt that in the end, the U.S. military will win. It's just that the toll may be higher than any of us had been expecting, and the fighting, as the president now says, may be much longer than he led us to believe just a week ago.
What obstacles do you see ahead?
Well, some of the main obstacles actually have to do with misinformation and estimates that we're making. Right now, we've been flooded in the last couple of days with reports of a suspected chemical weapons facility. There's a very high expectation that Saddam, in fact, does have a large stockpile of chemical or biological weapons. This might not be true. He might have a very few of these weapons left. Nonetheless, it does slow our progress as troops come across suspicious rockets or vats or laboratories. They're going to understandably stop, take a step back, put up a perimeter, call in the inspectors, and then the media with those troops will then report suspected chemical facility found. That heightens the tension, heightens the unease among the public here and among the troops there, complicates our operations. I would expect to see a number of those mistaken stories about chemical weapons being found or chemical facilities being found over the next week or so.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Joseph Cerencioni of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.